Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you to the issues, topics, and people that are important to you, and certainly a huge topic of conversation over the past couple of weeks, past couple of months, and certainly any time you're gathered around the water cooler has been the high price of things, inflation, how much gas is costing you, how much things are costing you when you go to the grocery store, how much it costs just, to pick up, your school supplies for the kids as they get ready for school this fall. But that doesn't mean you have to sit back and have inflation just take away from you. There are important money moves you can make, important protections you can take to make sure that you navigate these inflationary waters as safely as you can and preserve as much of your budget as you can. And so to talk more about this and how to be financially wise as we're going through this difficult time, we're so pleased to have with us from the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado, Alexis Barton and Ada Rodriguez. Alexis and Ada, welcome to The Extra.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
So first, we're going to start with Alexis Barton, who's Quality Assurance Coordinator for the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. All right, we're all dealing with higher prices, Alexis. What is the concern here?
Yeah, like you mentioned, inflation is higher than it's been since the 1980s in both the U.S. and Canada. And so with those prices rising on everything, it feels like, right, from gas to groceries to housing, how can a consumer still get what they need while staying on budget? So like you had mentioned earlier, inflation is impacting, it seems like, every household. The same amount of money buys a lot less than it did just months ago. So those paychecks are not going as far, and the price hikes are hitting people who really already had a limited budget. And so now with inflation, covering those basic monthly expenses has become really difficult. Parents may find themselves having to choose between healthy meals or cheaper food. Young people may be deciding between putting gas in their car or paying their college tuition. So every income level is really showing those signs of financial stress, and even high earners are having to cut back in places. So we have some tips on how you as a consumer can deal with some of these higher prices. And the first one of those tips is going to be know what you're spending. Compare your 2021 bank and credit card statements to your 2022 statements so far and see what's changed. How is inflation impacting you? This is also going to give you an idea of where you might be able to make some cuts. If your spending has dramatically increased in certain areas, maybe you can strategize and figure out how to reduce costs in other areas.
Right. And now banks, some of these bank apps and bank programs that you go on, the websites, they'll actually divide your spending into categories, and that can help you with that process too.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a ton of apps out there that you can plug in your bank information and it pulls up all your transactions and sorts them just like you were mentioning and kind of tells you this is how much money you're spending in each of these categories. And that makes it a lot easier than having to do like the Excel spreadsheet or pen and paper, right?
Sure.
It kind of adds those things up for you. So the other good tip we had was stick with your current vehicle. Both new and used cars are expensive and in short supply right now. So sticking with what you have is going to be the best choice for you, kind of waiting to see how things are going to shake out. And the best option, the best case scenario you could be in now is if you lease the car already. So if you're in a lease, you're kind of in a good spot because that car's price was set at the beginning of your lease before that inflation kicked in. So that could help if you're in that situation. The one thing that I know I have been working on for sure is getting smarter with grocery shopping. So meat and fish have seen some of the highest price increases. Taking a couple nights a week to do a vegetarian meal could dramatically reduce those food costs. And just getting serious about meal planning, meal prep, knowing what you have in your pantry, reducing some of that waste, all of that can help to lower that grocery bill as well.
Mm, Good ideas there. Good ideas. Nothing kills a budget faster than having to throw away perfectly good food because you didn't shop and didn't plan your shopping outright. What about sales?
Yeah, our recommendation is if you see a sale, jump on it, especially if these are essentials. So if it's soap, paper towels, shampoo and conditioner, toilet paper, those kind of things, stock up while you can. If it's at a cheaper price, grab a few. And those cheaper tubes of toothpaste may last you a little bit longer, and you may have to or not have to get them so soon. The other thing, and again, another thing that I know I struggle with and a lot of my friends and family do too, is canceling subscriptions that you're not using. So it's so easy to sign up for a cheap monthly subscription of $2.99 or $5.99 and then lose track of which ones you're paying for. So make sure you're reviewing those subscriptions, ensuring that you're still using them. And if you need to cut back somewhere, which ones can you cut out? What subscriptions do you not need? The other thing that you can do with some of your bills in certain places is negotiate better prices. So you may be able to call your insurance company and see if they can get you a better deal. Same thing with your cable company, gym membership. Even sometimes on your credit card interest, you may be able to negotiate a better price on those.
Yeah, well, it'd be great if you can save there. But one area where I think people feel really hard pressed to find savings is when they're gassing up their cars. What can you tell us about ways to, you know, save there?
Yeah, that's a tough one, and I think one everyone is trying to cut back on and save money on. There's a lot of fuel reward programs. So whatever gas station you frequent, sign up for their rewards and make sure you get your gas there and maybe get some of that money back, or they have really great apps that will compare fuel prices in your area so you can find the lowest priced gas close to you. Like I said, that's a tough one, but there's a couple ways that you can save some pennies here and there. And the one that really caught my eye out of this list was watching out for shrinkflation. So some manufacturers are not increasing their prices, but they're putting less inside the bag or inside the packaging. So I actually heard this with chips, like different bags of chips. They didn't want to increase the price because they're already pretty expensive. They just put less chips in the bag. So that's something to watch out for and kind of comparing some of those things as you're shopping. It may not have increased in price, but you may be getting less for what you're paying.
I have a really good tip because someone told me this a long time ago, is when it comes to shrinkflation, look at the per unit price. It's kind of in the smaller print to the left of the main price on the bottom of, you know, wherever the price tag is. And that per unit price, you can compare it across different, you know, whether it's different brands or different volumes of packaging, and you can find the best deal. And I'm guessing that would be the same for potato chips or what have you.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great tip. You can find how much you're paying, and even the lower price bag of chips may not be the best deal, right? Because you may not be getting as many chips. So you may find one that's a little bit more expensive, but you're getting more bang for your buck.
Right.
So, yeah.
Hey, Alexis.
Just to look and double check.
Alexis, we need to take a short break here. When we come back, we'll have a couple more tips. Then we'll talk about how to detect hidden fees and protect yourself from getting stuck paying for those. That's when The Extra continues here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with The Extra, and today we're talking about addressing inflation and how to really be smart when it comes to your money. We're talking with the experts of the Better Business Bureau, Ada Rodriguez and Alexis Barton, joining us here on the KRDO News Radio. Alexis, we were talking about some money-saving tips, so let's talk about maybe entertainment. What do you have? What's a tip that you can give us for how to, save money there?
Yeah, some ways you can save money there is enjoying what you already have. We've had some beautiful weather over the last week. Getting outside and taking a walk is completely free, right? So instead of maybe going out to the movies or going out to dinner, taking a walk can be just as fun and save you some money. Cleaning out your closet. So maybe you rediscover some items that have been buried back there, and you can reuse those instead of buying new ones. And then the last money-saving tip there is just finish the projects maybe you've already started. Instead of buying something new or starting something new, really think about what have I not finished and how can I resume that project.
That's
and then
fantastic.
The very last tip we have here before we move on is just watching out for scams, of course. Con artists know that shoppers are concerned and that people's wallets are kind of feeling strained right now. So beware of deals that sound too good to be true. They most likely are. So make sure you're doing your research, especially if you're unfamiliar with the vendor, and making sure you're dealing with a legitimate business before giving them your information.
Oh, that's really good to know. Because I think people do get a little more desperate and may be willing to take a chance on something, risk something that they might not have because they are feeling that money pinch that inflation brings around. Ada Rodriguez joining us now when we as we change topics here. Ada is the Vice President of Operations and Development for the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. So, Ada, we're talking now about hidden fees. This is something that I think a lot of people need to be more attuned to.
Yeah, so kind of building on just this concern of inflation and how that's hurting the majority of people right now. In addition to inflation, we're also dealing with these hidden fees. And I think a lot of people don't notice these hidden fees until maybe it's too late to inquire about them or to pull out. And so we just wanted to increase awareness around them, kind of point out that although hidden fees are not illegal, you still have the opportunity to choose who you purchase through so you can avoid some of them, and how to detect them, and just a couple tips on how to be more aware, because we're seeing these hidden fees everywhere from restaurants to travel companies. You can see at the bottom of your receipt sometimes, your contracts, but you have to look for them and just be aware that they're coming. So we wanted to just offer a few tips on how to protect yourself from some of those hidden fees that you may or may not be able to avoid.
All right, go for it. Let's talk about those.
Yeah. Okay. So some of them are going to sound similar to inflation and just give some tips for people hopefully to save some money in the coming year. But the first one is don't believe the promoted price. So more businesses are implementing something called drip pricing, which not many people know about. It's new to me for sure. Where essentially additional fees are added as you move through the buying process. So various steps of your buying process or completion process of something, there could be additional fees. So for example, whether that's cleaning fees or facility fees, administrative, fuel surcharges, we've all seen that kind of added onto things, non-cash adjustments and more. So just ask those questions up front from the very beginning of a purchasing process and purchasing journey, just to understand what those
right.
fees completely are.
I noticed that on buying something, an item from Amazon, and I was pretty stunned because it was like, oh, it's a 20% off coupon. But it was a coupon that apparently comes with some sort of subscription fee, which that raises all sorts of red flags, because anytime you sign up for a subscription, that means they're authorized to be debiting your card on a monthly or bi-monthly or whatever basis. So that's the kind of fee you're talking about here that can really come up to bite you without you even knowing it's there.
Right. Yeah. Subscriptions. And as Alexis mentioned earlier, those can be risky because you forget you sign up for them. And then 2 years later, you're realizing you're continuing to pay for something you may or may not even use.
Mm.
So yes, absolutely keeping an eye on those fees that are required for you to move forward with a purchase. Don't be afraid to take your business elsewhere, though. It's really important to know that you have a choice as a consumer. And so even if you're halfway through the process and you're unhappy with the hidden fee or you think they're too high, express that. Keep shopping around, kind of with that idea, comparison shop with those fees in mind. Fees can kind of make a comparison shopping more challenging because you can't just look at that ticket price. You do need to understand what additional fees may be associated with one item versus something else or one service versus the other. So keep that in mind and be sure to calculate that into the total cost as you're making those decisions.
Right, right. We need to take a short break, Alexis. When we come back, we'll talk more about the hidden costs that could really tank a budget without you even knowing it. That's with Ada Rodriguez and Alexis Barton, our guest today from the Better Business Bureau. You're listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. Let's pick up again. Ada Rodriguez with the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado was talking about how to be the best budgeter around and avoid those hidden fees that can really tank a budget. And you were telling us about some other tips to protect yourself. Ada?
Yeah, so pay with cash. I think we've all noticed there's additional fees when it comes to credit card swipes. I think we've also noticed that many places you go are no longer taking credit cards. They're asking for cash or to pay through the app. I went to Starbucks the other day, and essentially they said they're either accepting cash or you had to pay with the app. So I think businesses overall are trying to avoid some of those fees. And sometimes are eliminating the option for cards, but then also as a consumer, when you're given the option, know that there very well could be a service fee added to your credit card purchase. So I know we're kind of going back in decades when people actually had cash, but it's important to have some of that around because you may avoid some fees or, sometimes have the inability to purchase without that cash.
Okay.
File a complaint. So consumer reports found that 64% of consumers who complained about a hidden or unexpected fee actually were successful in getting that taken off their bill or refunded. So that's just another good service announcement coming from the Better Business Bureau. Please file a complaint when you are unhappy with a service or you feel that some business may have been dishonest or not transparent. Filing that complaint, expressing yourself is very important. So you can certainly do that through the BBB. There are other ways to file those complaints depending on what you're dealing with, but starting with the BBB is a great place. Budgeting for fees is, another one. Sometimes you can't avoid these fees, so you may just have to budget for them and just know that these hidden costs are not necessarily illegal, but ideally you want to work with a company that's transparent about them so you know what you're obligated to pay, so that you can budget for it and be prepared. So, as we talked about kind of in the last segment with Alexis, having those apps or an Excel document, if you prefer, that can really help you budget and prepare for some of these rising costs that may have these hidden fees as well.
I get stung with those with the credit cards because some have fees, some don't have fees, some just charge the interest.
Right.
And, every once in a while it's like, oh, it's the annual fee. I wasn't expecting that because, most of my other cards don't have that.
Right. Yeah, we have to be so diligent now and just asking questions and looking at fees and contracts and agreements compared to several years back because there are so many of those fees that are just written in these small fonts that you're essentially agreeing to pay without truly understanding why you're being charged this. So, it's really important that consumers continue to ask questions and push on this so that businesses are forced to be more transparent as well. But yeah, absolutely. Credit card fees and that fine print that credit card companies send you can be very dangerous if you don't read it all.
Right. And those are legit fees. Tell us about this concept called cramming.
Yeah, so cramming is the illegal act of adding unauthorized service charges without your knowledge or approval. So usually these, even if it is a hidden cost, you are agreeing to them one way or another, whether you're signing something or prior to purchasing. There's usually a way that you are approving them, essentially. And so this cramming are companies that are just adding these small charges to your bill and describing them with generic terms, like a service fee or other fees in general. And so that's where you do get the opportunity to push on that and ask for some more specifics on what is included in that fee. If you're paying that fee, you definitely deserve to know what it's for. And so some companies just cram 8 different fees into one general term so that the consumer feels a little bit more likely to pay it rather than asking more questions. So,
if you do get saddled with it, what can you do, Ada?
So, like I mentioned, you can definitely file a complaint. I do think it's important to take a look at your receipts after you purchase items, review your monthly bills, whether that's your credit card company or somewhere you purchased, and take it up with the company. Ask questions, push back on it, so that you can either feel good about the service fees that you are being charged and understand that there's not much you can do about it, or possibly ask for a refund if it is a fee that was unauthorized, not approved, that you are no longer comfortable with. In some cases, you can reduce or remove those fees. In other cases, you can't. But like we talked about before, you want to be prepared for that as a consumer. And if your bill is going to go up $10, you know, a month because of these additional service fees for a particular service or product, you need to be able to budget for that. So really being cognizant and taking a look at your monthly bills and your costs to evaluate.
Right. And we're talking about this applies obviously to individuals. We're kind of tackling it from that angle, but certainly businesses, small businesses especially, need to watch out for this just as much as individuals, if not more, because those budgets can be so important. And all of the things you mentioned really can hit a small business just as easily as they can hit an individual. I mean, we're really talking one and the same kind of risks here. Let's talk about now, we're going to change the topic of discussion, Ada. Let's bring in Alexis Barton again to the conversation. Let's talk about something that I think becomes more attractive to people when money gets tight, when we're talking about possible recession fears, and that is the payday loan. Why don't you explain, first of all, Alexis, I think most people know what a payday loan is, but for those who are maybe entering adulthood right now and maybe have never really thought about this topic, why don't you give us a brief synopsis of what payday loans are, who they're targeting, how they're targeting them?
Yeah, thank you. So a payday loan would be just some extra cash to kind of tide you over until you get paid again. So it'd be like an advance or a loan until you got that paycheck. So like you mentioned, this has become really appealing, especially to young people who maybe don't have the financial savvy to understand the risks. So these companies are advertising on places like TikTok, Instagram, other social media platforms where there are a lot of young people and a young audience, and they're making them seem cheap and really easy. So just because it looks simple, as we all know, does not mean that it is. Predatory payday lenders are using these platforms to make dishonest claims, promising instant cash, no credit checks, no late fees, no interest. Many times the advertisers are getting around the rules of the platform because this technically is not allowed on TikTok or Facebook. They have rules restricting these ads, but some have kind of weaseled their way around those rules and found a way to advertise on these platforms. So it's really important that if you are going to do a payday loan, that you understand how it works, and especially if you're clicking on links from social media, which can be pretty risky.
Yeah, and those social media posts make it seem so simple, really. They simplify it, which masks over what could be potential risks. We want to talk about important information you should know before taking out any sort of payday loan, especially if you're targeted by a social media ad. We need to take a short break here. When we come back, more from the women at the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. You're listening to KRDO News Radio. We're back with our final segment here on KRDO News Radio's The Extra. We've been talking about, the squeeze on our cash caused by inflation and risks that you may run that you need to really probably be more aware of when it comes to certain activities, certain spending behavior, and also, as we were talking about just before the break, taking out one of those payday loans that some people are getting introduced to on social media. So Alexis Barton joining us right now from the Better Business Bureau. What should people know before, if they are tempted to take out one of those payday loans?
Yeah, one of the things that these companies have kind of steered away from is using the term interest rate. So they may not call it an interest rate, but essentially that's what it is. It's the same thing. So these lenders are trying to advertise these things on TikTok, trying to skirting regulations by calling things a different name. They may call their interest fee or their interest rate, a tip or a fee. Lenders are hoping that you're not noticing how much that fee is and how much interest you're actually paying. So keep in mind that responsible lenders are always going to be willing to disclose the APR on their loans and be upfront that it is interest. Kind of in that same vein, payday loans are costly. So a two-week payday loan, let's say with a $15 fee to borrow $100, translates to almost 400% interest. So that's a huge jump. Even the highest rate interest credit cards are about 30%. And so these small loans are getting charged an astronomical interest rate, kind of hiding that interest rate by calling it something different. So just because it seems easy, which is exactly what they're trying to do, is to make it seem easy and simple, that does not make it a good idea. So if you are young and have no access to other types of credit, you're their ideal target. So these businesses and lenders are promoting and hoping and banking on the fact that you can't get another credit card. And this is kind of the only way that you can fill in the gap as far as the financial piece goes. So these are coming at a really high cost. So make sure you're shopping around for other options if you are looking to take out a payday loan and seeing if there's really anything else that you can do to not take out that payday loan. So the ads can be tough to distinguish. As
oh,
we
sure.
All
yeah.
know. Social media ads are not always truthful.
And, you know, especially when you have a younger audience like they do on TikTok and such.
Yeah. They make it look appealing. It looks hip and up to date. And so these payday lenders, as seen on TikTok, may promise you instant cash. But as we say with just about every scam or topic we talk about here, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. So many companies have faced scrutiny for their deceptive practices. Some may simply be after your bank information, and you may never get a loan. So don't believe everything you see on social media. It's super easy to click on that ad and go right to their website without doing any research. So definitely make sure you're doing your research before choosing a company. And then most important, make sure that you can actually repay that loan. With such high interest rates, many people find themselves stuck in a debt cycle. So in addition to payday loans, you can ruin your credit if you're not able to pay that loan back when you do get your paycheck.
Right, right. If you have payments that equal your paycheck, you're not going to have any money to survive on for the next couple of weeks. We have about a minute left, Alexis. Why don't you run down very quickly some better alternatives to payday loans, if you could?
Sure. Developing a budget with an emergency fund is always preferred. If you can manage your money without having to take out a loan and set up that fund for yourself, it will come in handy if you do have an emergency or need some cash to kind of tie you over. Get credit counseling. So the U.S. Department of Justice has a list of agencies that can help with debt reduction. Like I mentioned earlier, shop around. Compare interest rates, compare charges, compare those fees, and make sure you're reading all the fine print before choosing a lender. And then contact your creditors. If you can't pay on time, try to reach out to them. Try to set up different payment plans or come up with something that you may be able to afford.
All right. Some important advice there from the Better Business Bureau's Alexis Barton and Ada Rodriguez. I want to thank you both for joining us here on The Extra. Alexis, good to talk to you.
Thank you. You too.
And Ada, as always, a pleasure talking to you as well.
Yes, you as well. Thanks for having us.
And if you'd like to find out any more information about some of the topics that we tackled here with Alexis and Ada here on The Extra, you can go to the Better Business Bureau's website, bbb.org. There it has information on all of this, as well as scams and how to protect yourself, how to protect your identity, how to protect your financial bottom line. Well, thanks to Alexis and Ada for joining us. Thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us for this hour of conversation here on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.